With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Over the past month, two health officers in rural Montana counties have resigned due to disagreements with county officials and residents over local coronavirus response plans. MDPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Ravalli County Health Officer Dr. Carol Calderwood this weekend gave her resignation letter to county commissioners over what she calls, quote, locally elected officials' decision to disobey the governor's directives without my input, end quote. Governor Steve Bullock announced a mask mandate last week in counties with four or more cases of COVID-19, which would include Ravalli County. Following the governor's directive, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office and Ravalli County Commissioners released a joint press release saying that, quote, private business owners may choose to enforce the governor's directive, end quote. The Ravalli County Health Board has not yet accepted Calderwood's resignation. In Powell County, Dr. Lori Drum announced she'd leave her position as health officer August 1st. According to her resignation letter, a group of local residents came to the Deer Lodge Medical Center where she practices family medicine, endangering patients and blocking them from entering the facility. Drum told the Missoulian that the residents were upset over her decision to cancel the Tri-County Fair due to concerns about the event leading to the spread of COVID-19.
Two more deaths have been tied to an outbreak of COVID-19 at a Billings long-term care facility. 12 residents at Canyon Creek Memory Care have now died from COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks. The Yellowstone County Health Department says a woman in her 80s died Saturday and a man in his 80s died Sunday, both at Canyon Creek. Montana confirmed another 256 cases of COVID-19 in test results announced Saturday, Sunday and Monday, bringing the state total to over 2,600 known cases. There are 1,248 active cases in Montana, with 48 people hospitalized. To date, the state has reported 39 deaths due to COVID-19. Firefighters are working to get the upper hand on a large wildfire burning in southeast Montana. The 400-acre Red Butte fire started around midday on Sunday on private land in Custer County south of Broadus. The fire is burning in timber and tall grass and is showing active fire behavior with running and creeping. Six structures are threatened. The cause is unknown. Firefighters in western Montana were dealing with human-caused fires over the weekend, including two in the Dillon region and four escaped campfires around Missoula. The Montana Land Board today approved three Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks land purchases, totaling nearly 740 acres. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Commissioners voted unanimously in favor of FWP purchasing a 600-acre section of land near Anaconda as an addition to the nearly 10,000-acre Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area. Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation spoke during a public comment period.
These types of projects like we're doing today make total sense. What we're doing is we're adding on to our historic and our important wildlife management areas.
FWP officials have called the 600 acres a missing puzzle piece to protect key wildlife habitat from subdivisions and an opportunity to increase access to public land. The bulk of funding for the 600-acre land purchase came from Montana's Natural Resource Damage Protection Program. It uses settlement dollars from the state's lawsuit against Atlantic Richfield Company for damages to natural resources in the Upper Clark Fork River Basin to fund projects that restore, rehabilitate, replace, or acquire the equivalent of the injured natural resources. The State Land Board Monday also approved FWP purchasing land for two new fishing access sites, including 40 acres east of Thompson Falls and nearly 100 acres on the West Fork of the Bitterroot River. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A coalition of states, environmentalists, and the Northern Cheyenne tribes on Monday renewed their push to stop the Trump administration from selling coal from public lands after a previous effort to halt the lease sales was dismissed by a federal judge. The lawsuit challenging the administration's coal program was filed in U.S. District Court in Montana. A Montana Highway Patrol officer retired today, more than a year after being shot and critically injured on the job. According to a news release from the State Department of Justice, Trooper Wade Palmer was shot in the neck, face, and head in March 2019 after engaging a suspect involved in an earlier shooting in Missoula, which injured two and killed one. Jonathan Birch pleaded guilty to the shootings in June and will be sentenced in August. Palmer was given the patrol's highest honor, the Medal of Valor, as a part of his retirement ceremony. Governor Steve Bullock filed a lawsuit in federal court today alleging that Bureau of Land Management Deputy Director William Perry Pendley is violating federal law by exercising the authority of the Bureau's director while awaiting confirmation from the Senate. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Trump administration recently nominated Pendley to become BLM's director. In a press release, Bullock says Pendley is violating federal law by serving as BLM's acting director while awaiting his Senate confirmation. In an emailed statement, the U.S. Department of Interior, which oversees BLM, called the lawsuit frivolous and politically motivated. The department also claimed that Pendley has never served as acting director. In an order last year, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt temporarily gave Pendley the authority of BLM's director, an order that has been renewed. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.